We are having a ball.
Ballroom is here!
So let's get the band back together.
Girls Five have booked a gig.
Reunion!
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, May 6th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Oscar winner Adrian Brody is joining the cast of Succession for season 3 of the HBO comedy drama about the Warring Roy clan. Brody is playing Josh Aronson, a billionaire activist inventor who becomes pivotal in the battle for the ownership of the Waystar media empire. Blake Lively is grabbing her duster, pinning her hair, and sharpening her meat cleaver for a new Netflix project. The Gossip Girl alum will star in and produce Lady Killer, a film based on the Dark Horse comics series by Joelle Jones and Jamie S. Rich. Lady Killer is about Josie Schuller, a picture-perfect 1950s housewife who has a secret life as a killer for hire. Oscar-winning Juno writer Diablo Cody is set to adapt the screenplay. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head over to EW.com.
Number three.
Now let's get to work with today's top three picks. Number three is Legendary, and that also happens to be the name of the show. With Pose back on the air, you can get a double dose of ballroom culture for the next few weeks with HBO Max's competition series back for season 2. 10 new houses will ignite the catwalk this season, battling it out for a trophy and a $100,000 cash prize. Here's a preview.
Judges, what are you hoping to see?
Fashion.
Y'all look like Grammys.
The elements of Vogue.
More story, more family.
All the hot girl shit.
That's right!
Show the passion. Show why you started voguing.
Ballroom made me more comfortable with myself.
It is a support system. It's a family. It's art.
Vogue is the best way for me to express myself.
I want
to
show you can do this too.
Everything sounds so cute. Oh, like, do it for yourself. No, I'm ready for a battle.
You ready for a battle?
A battle indeed. Each episode is a themed extravaganza before judges Leomi Maldonado, Jamila Jamil, Law Roach, and Megan Thee Stallion alongside MC Deshaun Wesley to see who will be named the Superior House. Guest judges this season also include Tiffany Haddish, Taraji P. Henson, Adam Lambert, and Demi Lovato. Between the contestants and the judges, seems like there's going to be a lot of star power in one room. You can stream the Legendary Season 2 premiere on HBO Max right now.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Legendary judge Megan Thee Stallion won Best New Artist at this year's Grammy Awards, making her the first female hip-hop artist to do so since which rapper? Iggy Azalea, Missy Elliott, or Lauryn Hill? Stick around for the answer. For our number two pick today, we're heading back to January 12th, 2010, the day a 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck Haiti, causing catastrophic damage and losses. The new Discovery Plus documentary, Citizen Penn, follows Sean Penn's efforts to organize relief for Haiti after the earthquake, beginning days after the disaster and continuing through his decade-long journey since then. Here's a clip.
We could take people up to a certain degree of care. We could do minor surgeries. But once you had something that required, something more sophisticated, we had to transport them somewhere.
Sean, I like your idea of putting around that leg.
You got it, Sean. You got it, Sean.
You got one here?
Okay.
Beep, 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 beep.
Okay, good luck.
Right now we're in transit. We might be delivering a baby. Let's pray that it doesn't happen in the back of this pickup truck.
It is an intense watch for sure. Director Don Hardy followed Penn and his team for 10 years, documenting the actor's many efforts on behalf of Haiti and the formation of his nonprofit, CORE, which has also provided aid during the COVID-19 pandemic. You can see the story unfold in Citizen Penn on Discovery Plus now. Stick around. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Kelvin Harrison Jr. is starring in the new Netflix movie Monster. We'll have more on that tomorrow. But in the meantime, Harrison recently spoke to EW's Marcus Jones, who asked him, "What you watching?"
I've been watching mostly documentaries and stuff like that. So I watched the Tiger Woods doc on HBO. I just love seeing the backstory on some of these great goats. Honestly, I just think it's fascinating to see like how they got to where they got and what they were kind of overcoming, and I just thought the relationship between his dad was fascinating to me. I've been watching Exterminate All the Brutes on HBO. People that take that much time to study history and are able to, like, formulate a coherent, cohesive presentation or essay, I should say, in visual form, yeah, I'm impressed. I'm impressed, but that's hard. That's a lot of, like, research to do, and I think to make it comprehensive to all is really tough, so I really respect that, and I learned a lot from it.
Two really good recommendations right there. As he said, you can find them both on HBO and HBO Max. And now, put your hands together for our number one pick, Girls 5 Eva, produced by Tina Fey and taking the stage on Peacock today. Sarah Bareilles, Renee Elise Goldsberry, Paula Pell, and Busy Phillips play the titular one-hit wonder 90s girl group who reunite to give their pop star dreams one more shot after getting sampled by a young rapper. The four will grapple with the changing nature of music and fame, the outdated and regrettable messages of their old songs, their creepy old manager, and much more. They may be grown women balancing spouses, kids, jobs, debt, aging parents, and, you know, shoulder pain, but can't they also be Girls 5 Eva? Here's Phillips on how she got involved with the series from EW's latest Around the Table video.
I came to the conclusion several years ago that I would only do things that I loved. And that basically meant that I wasn't going to act anymore. And I mean, that's just true, guys. Let's be real. Like, it mostly sucks for women. We were in New York because I was having a really, my kid's asthmatic and the fires had started in LA. And so we're like, well, we'll go to New York for 3 weeks while the fires are really bad because we couldn't breathe. While we were there, Tina DM'd me and was like, "Why are you in New York?" I'm like, "I don't know, dude, but I might just buy a house here. I don't know what we're doing." Like, it was just pandemic brain, you know, crisis. And then a week later or something, same text that she sent Paula. So that's good to know. Give me a call about, I have a job question.
Yes, it was a form text.
Anyway, and yeah, like as soon as Tina sort of just started telling me what it was and what the part was, I couldn't imagine a world in which, I mean, it's my dream come true. It's as if Meredith and Tina like wrote exactly what's perfect for me and what I've always wanted to do, but didn't quite know that that's what I always wanted to do.
Great to have her back on TV, especially part of such a wonderful ensemble. You can check out that full Around the Table on EW.com tomorrow. And you can stream Girls 5 Eva on Peacock now. Trivia. And now, the answer to today's trivia question. Megan Thee Stallion was the first female rapper to win Best New Artist at the Grammys since whom? Iggy Azalea, Missy Elliott, or Lauryn Hill? Call it the miseducation of the Grammys. The answer is Lauryn Hill, who won the award in 1999. That is our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I am Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
What to Watch is written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, produced and hosted by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.